So again, we have the paradigm of Kiddush Hashem Echil Hashem, right? And then we have this we'll call it like a certain attitude, right? There's the extent of these ideas by the case of the guy who gets ill because of the woman. And now the Rambam brings it all to a close, okay? And this is a very the last two halachas here are extremely powerful halachas. First, he says, "Halach yud kol over midaito below ones al achas mikol mitzvos samors b'torah." Okay, bishat benefesh lahachis. So anyone who willingly, well, first he says, I should say, anyone who without being forced to, right, violates any one of the commandments in the Torah, right, and inside he's like he's doing it like out of spite or anger. Okay, harezim mechal Hashem. Right, so if I go ahead and I know that the cheeseburger is asr, and I say I'm going to eat this anyway because I disagree with the halacha, whatever it is, I don't like God, I eat it. That's chilul Hashem. Let me just finish. He says, "Ulefikach nem rav shvur shakar v'chilalta Hashem al kachani Hashem." Now, v'im avar be'asar b'Yisrael raise a chilul Hashem rabim. And if I do this publicly, that's considered again. Notice it's a whole question if it's quantitative or qualitative. That's considered a public desecration of God. Now here's what's interesting. V'chein kol aporish me'avera, right? Anyone who separates himself from sin, right? Oh, asa mitzvah, right? Or does a positive commandment, lo me'davar ba'olam, right? Not because of any external factor, meaning lo pachav, lo yira, not out of fear, or another type of fear, lo levakish, covet, or to gain honor. Like he doesn't, he's doing the mitzvah simply because, elibnei habara baruchu, only because God said so to speak. He's only doing it for that reason and nothing else. Kminias Yosef Atzadik, Asom Eishes Rabo, just like Yosef, what did Yosef do? What? Held himself back, and Vayim Ma'ein, right? That famous moment where Yosef had in front of him the two roads, so to speak, and he held back purely because it was the right thing to do. Harizim Mekadesh Hashem, that's Kiddush Hashem. So there's a lot of interesting things here. One interesting thing is this idea that if you're Porish Me'avera, it's Mekadesh Hashem. So if that were true, if we take that literally, so that means every second of my existence so far, I'm a Kadash Hashem because I didn't kill anybody. Let's finish this parak. He says, V'yesh dvar machirim, shehem b'chlal chil Hashem. Also, very cryptic language. There are other things that are in this category of chil Hashem. Now, again, that could be read like, are they specific, like, do they have the same halachic tzura or legal structure as a prohibition / mitzvah or not? You'll see in a second. V'hu shiyase adam gadol b'torah. Here comes Avi. So here is where a person who is great in Torah, mufursam b'chasidus dvarim, shabrios ranan achar b'shvilan. And not only that, not only is he well known, in other words, he's a talmid chacham, but the people are aware of his incredible traits and good deeds, and they sing praises after him. Meaning that this guy's a well known guy, right? He's a well known guy that everybody looks up to, right? For we'll say the ideal Jewish reasons. Okay. The afapi she'enan averos. Now, even though these things that this guy's about to do aren't technically sins, so you can't say he's over an isser. Harizim Mechal Hashem. They're still part of this Chil Hashem. Now again, does that mean he's over the Isser Chil Hashem? That's a big question. Okay? When he says they're Mechal Hashem, it's true the Maisa he's doing itself is not an Isser, right? But does that mean he's over the Isser Chil Hashem, or is it more of like a, you know, it's a quasi-philosophical idea? So we'll see. He says, what are examples? Could go and Shalokeach Vein Anosin to Me'alechach La'altar. Hushieshlo. So for example, so I go into Moshe's store, right, and I say, listen, I'd like to buy from you. What do you call it? What do you sell? The Economist, my favorite magazine, right? And you say to me, and I had the money to pay you, but I say, you know what? I'm going to pay you later on, not right now, okay? Chil Hashem, because I could have paid you on the spot. Because what's going to happen is you're going to have to chase me down for the money, right? Or this is a big one the Rambam loves. That the Talmud Chacham, what does he do? So he speaks in he's very jovial, very too jokey, right? Or he eats and drinks quite often with the Amaratzim. Now Amaratzim usually here means like the real, like super balabatish Jews. Okay, Oshain Dibur Abenachas in Abrios, or he doesn't talk pleasantly with other people. Nor does he welcome people in with a happy, countenance. He's not a welcoming person. Rather, he's aggressive and angry. So again, the Rambam is not done, right? In other words, he says, meaning that there are many other examples that could be considered Chil Hashem. But what do these things share in common? No. Okay, better than that. There's a certain relationship that the people are supposed to have with the Talmud Chacham, right? So he himself, it's not he himself. In other words, let's say the guy's angry, right? And let's assume there's a justification for it, right? So it's not that, it's not, and we can argue whether it's an imperfection in himself, but the bigger problem is that it's that the people need to see a Talmud Chacham in a certain way. And if they see him in this way, it destroys his reputation. That's a problem. So that's the Chil Hashem, right? So he says, now he says, a kolofi gavlo shel chacham, now it's all based on the level of the chacham. This is actually where the Rambam first mentions this idea. He has to look, he has to know himself and know when, and again, these aren't strict halachas. This is more like lifnim shor sedin means beyond the legal box, all right? In this very gray area of actions that you do that you have to be careful how you act, right? There's an idea like that, lifnim shor sedin. So to imdikdik a chacham. Now, again, it's subjective. Every sage, so to speak, has to know himself to know what he should or shouldn't be doing. Okay? Not only that, v'chein imdikdik a chacham atzmo, right? And if he does analyze himself, v'hu diburo b'nachas imabriyos, v'day demarevas imohen, so he speaks pleasantly with other people, and he's able to work with the people, v'mekam v'sever upon yafos, v'nelav mehen v'ina olvan, v'chabal enem afilu l'makilin lo, v'nos v'nos emunah. So again, the inverse of what he said before. Okay, v'lo yarbe v'arichos amayaretz v'shivasan. Again, going back to that, doesn't spend too much time with the amaratzim. V'lo yaratame. Now here's the thing. He always appears as follows. All right. In other words, we know all the general things to do, but ultimately the image of the Talmud Chacham is supposed to be ela osik v'torah. He's learning, right? Atuf b'tzitzis. He's covered over with a talis, muchtar b'tfilin, and wearing his tefillin. Right, and he's guided constantly by this principle of lifnim mishur zedin, beyond the quote unquote letter of the law. Meaning, it's not just the halachic system he abides by, but he knows even beyond that. He has an intuition. He understands how to act. And again, the halachic system can only take you so far. We'll see this in the Hilchos Deos. How it's even beyond the halachic system how a person is supposed to act. Okay, v'hu shelo yisrachek harbev lo yishdomeim. Right, adchi matzu akol mikalsonosa. Right, but he shouldn't be what do you call it? He should be too removed from them, right? So rather, he should place himself in a position, and this is the balance he must walk. On the one hand, he can't be too engaged with the Amaratzim. On the other hand, he can't be too far removed. Now, how does a person supposed to know how to do that? But that's what he has to work out. He has to work out some type of equation where he's engaged with the people in a manner enough that it's healthy for them, but at the same time, removed enough, right, that his reputation is still intact. That is the balance, right? So he says, so to the point where people are going to love him and follow after him and praise him and want to do what he does, that's Harezek Kiddush Hashem. So that's considered Kiddush Hashem. So this is a much broader idea. First of all, it applies to unique individuals. Big question. Is this only by the Talmud Chacham? Is the Rambam using the Talmud Chacham as a paradigm? For example,